This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government health facilities. Vaccination will be voluntary and informed consent from parents or guardians will be obtained prior to administration. Meanwhile, the Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination. Moreover, Prime Minister Modi will also launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer, Rajasthan today. The projects span key sectors including urban development, drinking water supply, roads, irrigation, energy and industrial infrastructure. The Prime Minister will also address a public gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Micro Technologies state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. We have more from our correspondent.
The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's Semiconductor Mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. By commencing commercial shipments of the first indigenous memory modules, India is taking a decisive step towards self-reliance in semiconductor sector. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has moved Delhi High Court challenging the acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Party Leader Manish Sisodia and others in the corruption case related to the Delhi Liquor Policy case. The move comes hours after the trial court passed the order. The CBI has said that the trial court in its order has ignored several important aspects of the investigation and the material has not been considered adequately. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the Special Intensive Revision SIR process on the order of the Apex Court. The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. Union Ministry of Science and Technology's Department of Science and Technology will host the national level celebration at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme for this year is Women in Science, Catalyzing Viksit Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to scientists and researchers across the country on National Science Day. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first, New Zealand scored 159 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Today, in a Super 8 Group 2 match, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.